Hello, this is David, and I'm bringing you today's reading from 1 Samuel chapter 8. When Samuel became old, he made his sons judges over Israel. The name of his firstborn son was Joel, and the name of his second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. Yet his sons did not walk in his ways, but turned aside after gain. They took bribes and perverted justice. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, "Behold, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint for us a king to judge us like all the nations." But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." And Samuel prayed to the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Obey the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them. According to all the deeds that they have done, from the day I brought them up out of Egypt, even to this day, forsaking me and serving other gods, so they are also doing to you. Now then, obey their voice. Only you shall solemnly warn them and show them the ways of the king who shall reign over them." So Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking for a king from him. He said, "These will be the ways of the king who will reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them to his chariots and to be his horsemen, and to run before his chariots. And he will appoint for himself commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties, and some to plough his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his implements of war and the equipment of his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers. He will take the best of your fields and vineyards and olive orchards and give them to his servants. He would take the tenth of your grain and of your vineyards and give it to his officers and to his servants. He would take your male servants and female servants and the best of your young men and your donkeys and put them to his work. He would take the tenth of your flocks and you shall be his slaves. And in that day you will cry out because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourselves, but the Lord will not answer you in that day." But the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, "No, but there shall be a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles." And when Samuel had heard all the words of the people, he repeated them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Obey their voice and make them a king." Samuel then said to the men of Israel, "Go, every man to his city." The thing that glaringly jumped out of this passage for me was in verse 20, when they cried, "Let us have a king, that we also may be like all the nations." Israel, from the moment God selected them, his chosen people, were meant to be a blessing to the nations around them. They were called to be different. And here they are mimicking all the nations around us. So how do we bring that into our own life? You know, we are called to be different. We have a priest and king who is holy, who has made us holy, and we live out our lives in the light of that, in his teaching. Unlike Samuel's sons, the next generation, who were just taking bribes and perverted justice, we have a king over our lives that is true and just, and we live out our lives to show a blessing to those around us. the people that we mix with in our daily lives, that they may look at us and see that there is something different in us, and that we're not like all the nations around us. Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you for your Son, who is priest and king. Lord, that he is holy, he is just, and he cares for his people in a righteous manner. And Lord, I just thank you for the truth in these words, Lord, and that I just thank you. You've poured out your Spirit upon us to enable us to be different. We are not of this world, although we're in the world, Lord. We just thank you for your guidance and your wisdom. So Lord, help us in our weakness. Help us to be strong for you, Lord, to be different, so that we don't just go with the flow of people around us, Lord, but that we stand up for your word, and Lord, we just share with people what it means to be a follower of Christ. So Lord, we just thank you. We just ask your blessing on today, Lord. Amen.